The conference went very well. We had 67 participants, and out of those participants, 6 were women, 61 were males. We had the participants coming from the refugee community, both cattle herders as well as community leaders. And we also had the host community, both cattle herders as well as community leaders. We had the felaters, these are the nomadic cattle keepers, who are coming on an annual basis into South Sudan, and when the rains start, they move out towards Sudan. But just to say that we had this conference for 2 days, it was a great success, and FAO worked very closely with UNHCR, who have the overall mandate of taking care of the welfare of refugees. But we also worked very closely with the County Commissioner, His Excellency Mr. Boutros Yano, who was very supportive, and all his directorates, including RRSP, where Mr. Bala comes from.
And what is the role of the humanitarian community in this post-migration conference?
Well, the way we look at it, especially from Food and Agriculture Organization, is that livestock keeping is extremely important for the people of South Sudan and the neighboring countries. And for this reason, we got in touch with the European Union as a donor, and they gave us some resources to facilitate a number of activities. And one of those activities is ensuring that there's peaceful coexistence between cattle keepers and the host, and agriculturalists, the people that rely on crops. These are important, both of these activities are important things. Cultivation of crops is extremely important, as well as taking care of animals and raising animals is extremely important. So the role of FAO as one of the humanitarian as well as development organizations is to make sure that there is peaceful coexistence between the two livelihood activities. The cattle keepers are not encroaching into the farm areas, and the animal keepers are also letting the cattle keepers do their way of life without having any adverse effects. You may be aware that in South Sudan, when animals are passing in some areas, there can be some problems. And FAO's role is to work with the government to minimize those kinds of conflicts, to ensure that each one of these livelihood activities are sustainable and are supported as best as possible.
Any follow-up mechanism that has been set up to make sure all the resolutions are put in papers and implemented fully to the letter?
Exactly, yes. There was a formal agreement that has been written. This formal agreement, just to give a history, is that these activities used to happen from around 2014, and on an annual basis, they have been updating them. It's just that FAO this time around is taking the leadership in this activity with the support of this new resource that has been given to the organization from the European Union. What we are doing is to build on the previous agreements, livestock migration agreements that have been done before. So we have reviewed basically what was there before and updated them, how jointly FAO and the government and other partners can map migration routes to make sure that these animals can come into South Sudan safely and can go back safely. Just to mention also that there are other things that have been highlighted in this agreement, and one of these issues is to ensure that there is a harmonized approach towards vaccinations, because when animals are moving from one area to the other, it is very easy for them to come and spread diseases. So these are some of the things that have been agreed.